Hey everyone, Jay Carter here, your friendly neighborhood sleep whisperer, back with another episode of Nightly Calm. And let's face it, sometimes the biggest obstacle to a good night's sleep isn't the racing thoughts or that annoying fan noise, it's our own dumb minds keeping us tethered to work even after we clock out. Ever feel like your inbox is always open, even when you're on vacation? You know that feeling when your phone buzzes at 10 p.m. and it's just another work email? Yeah, me too. We've all been there. That's why tonight we're diving deep into the art of establishing healthy boundaries between work and life, because a good night's sleep starts with a clear mind, and a clear mind starts with knowing where to draw the line. Now, I'm not saying you need to become a hermit and cut off all communication with your colleagues, though that might sound tempting sometimes. It's about creating a healthy balance so that work doesn't bleed into your personal time and steal away your precious sleep. And trust me, when your sleep is on point, everything else in your life just seems to fall into place. You wake up feeling energized, focused, and ready to tackle the day. No more dragging yourself through Monday mornings. So, how do we actually achieve this elusive work-life balance? Well, grab a pillow, get cozy, and let's unlock some secrets. Number 1. Designate a specific workspace. This doesn't have to be a fancy office hack, it could even be a corner of your kitchen table. But having a designated area for work helps signal your brain that work time is on when you're in that space, and off time when you leave it. Number 2. Set clear boundaries around your work hours. You know those emails that sneak into your inbox at 9 p.m? Let's put a stop to that. Schedule specific times to check and respond to emails, and stick to them like glue. Just like you wouldn't show up at your friend's dinner party late, don't let work invade your personal time. Number 3. Master the art of saying no. This one can be tough, but it's crucial. You're not a superhero, you can't do everything for everyone all the time. Learn to politely decline requests that overload your schedule or push you beyond your limits. Remember, prioritizing your well-being is not selfish, it's essential. Number 4. Embrace the power of unplugging. Seriously, put that phone down. Step away from the screens for at least an hour before bed. Read a book, take a walk, meditate, do something that helps you unwind and recharge without the digital distractions. Number 5. Make time for activities you truly enjoy. What brings you joy? Painting, playing music, spending time with loved ones. Schedule these activities into your week just like you would any other important meeting. These moments of pure enjoyment are vital for your mental and emotional well-being. Now, picture this. You're wrapping up a productive workday. The sun is setting, casting a warm glow on your living room as you settle into your favorite armchair with a good book. No buzzing notifications, no lingering work thoughts, just pure relaxation. That's the power of establishing healthy boundaries. You know that feeling when you finally hit the pillow after a long day and drift off to sleep without a care in the world. It's like hitting the reset button on your entire being. With clear boundaries in place, you can create that peaceful sanctuary and transform your evenings from stressful sprints to calm and rejuvenating retreats. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about making small, consistent changes that add up to big results. So, tonight, I challenge you to identify one area where you can set a firmer boundary between work and life. Maybe it's turning off work notifications after 7 p.m. or dedicating an hour each evening to a relaxing hobby. Small steps lead to big transformations, and your sleep and your sanity will thank you for it. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me. What strategies have helped you establish healthy boundaries? Are there any areas where you're struggling? Hit me up on social media or leave a comment below. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, sleep well and remember, your best life awaits even after those work emails are closed for the night.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.